Hi friends, and welcome to the Impactivity Podcast. My name is Rachel, and today I want to talk a little bit about your most valuable resource. Your most valuable resource is the thing that you have the least of. As you are chasing your dream, you have probably found that there are several things that it is just hard for you to get, but there is one that is more challenging for you to get than anything else. For most people, this is probably either time or money. And what I want you to do is really think through your life. What is the thing that is holding you back from being able to fully chase your dream? Is it that you don't have enough time? Is it that you don't have enough money? What is it? If you can identify what that most valuable resource is, you can then work to either generate more of it or optimize the time or money that you do have. So, identify first, and now let's work on optimizing. So, if time is your most valuable resource, then you better be using every inch of those minutes that you do have to pursue your dream. If it's 10 minutes a day, you better have a good plan in place so that when you get to those 10 minutes, you're not trying to figure out what to do, but you are just able to do it. Get something done, check something off, send that email, send that text message, make that phone call, whatever it is. If you already have a plan because you had an hour over the weekend, use it, make your plan, and then execute well in those time chunks that you have. If it's money and you have a limited amount of it, then use it wisely. Don't just go spend it anywhere, everywhere, whatever the next great idea is. If you have a ton of time but no money, figure out ways to do it yourself for less money or for no money. Learn the thing that you need to hire someone else to do. If you have a ton of time but you don't have the money to do it, find an intern or the equivalent of an intern, a friend who's willing to help you, or whatever it is. Work on optimizing the money that you have. Now on the flip, you can also be working on increasing that resource. So waking up an hour earlier so you have a little bit more time, going to sleep an hour later, choosing to use your lunch break at work to do this stuff and eat at your desk or with your laptop or whatever. It's probably going to mean sacrificing something. Sacrificing some sleep, sacrificing some social time, whatever it is. But if you can sacrifice a little bit of something to optimize that time and give you more space in your day to work on your dream, do it. Find it. Hire a babysitter. Whatever it takes, like find that chunk of time that would allow you to work on your dream more if time is your most precious resource. If money is your most precious resource, obviously you're going to need to find a way to make more of it. So invest your money wisely as you are using it in your business. Make sure that it's going to things that will eventually lead to more money coming back in. That's going to be helpful. If you have a ton of time, maybe you sacrifice a little bit of your time and give of your skills to something else that will pay you. That way, you have more time to work on your thing and more money to work on your thing. You want to just find that most precious resource, time, money, it might be something else. Optimize what you have and work to find more of it. Be smart. Use it wisely, but recognize, sometimes awareness is a huge key here. If you're recognizing that time is your most valuable resource, then you are going to use it more wisely inherently. But if you're not thinking about it, then you might be wasting it. And I don't want you to waste a single dime, a single second on any of this stuff, because it's valuable. It's super important. Your dream is important. You should be intentional about it. So find your most valuable resource, optimize it, increase it, live the dream.